big goals, key saves, and post-game comments all in one place. This is CBJ Rewind. Here's your host, Zachary Rodier.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Colorado Avalanche 4-1 at Nationwide Arena. After a scoreless first around halfway through the second, Kirill Marchenko opened the scoring for the Jackets.
Cole Sillinger, he feeds Johnny Gaudreau, cross the ice quickly to Branson, into the Avalanche zone, puts it in front, and there's a score! A little Marchy madness as Kirill Marchenko redirected it in, and the Blue Jackets are on the board, leading 1-0.
With around 6 minutes left in the frame, Alex Nylander gave the Jackets a two-goal lead.
But it's kept in at the right point, fortunately for the Blue Jackets. Bad pass by Josh Manson, and the Blue Jackets are back to the neutral zone. Nylander has it in on the right wing side with a shot, and he scores! Alex Nylander gets his ninth of the year, and the Blue Jackets have upped their lead. It's a 2-0 game.
With 2 minutes left in the period, Nylander scored his second of the night to make it a 3-0 game.
Miles Wood couldn't carry it. In fact, he loses it to Alex Nylander. Nylander with one goal. Hands it off to Johnny Gaudreau. Down to Voronkov with a shot. And Annan just got tied up against the post to stop that one from going in. Here's Jake Bean throwing one toward the front of the net. A backhanded shot. And a score! Alex Nylander, part two. He gets his second of the game. And the Blue Jackets now lead it 3-0.
Nearly 5 minutes into the third, Chris Wagner got one back for the Avalanche, but with around a minute 30 left in the game, Cole Sillinger sealed the 4-1 win with an empty net goal.
And McCarr flips that puck to the near wall, inside of the Avalanche zone. Marchenko tried to put it to the empty net. He won't, but Sillinger tips it in for the score! Marchenko couldn't get it done. Texier chased it down and threw it off the stick of Cole Sillinger, and the Blue Jackets extend the lead. It's now 4-1.
That goal from Sillinger clinched the Jackets' 4-1 win over the Avalanche, and in the win, Blue Jackets goaltender Daniil Tarasov made 46 saves. And after the win, Columbus defenseman Erica Branson discussed his goaltender's play.
You know, certainly me, I'm starting to figure him out and understand where his rebounds go, and that's if he gives one up. He's catching lots of stuff. He made some tough saves tonight in tight. I don't know if you guys saw him, but he made some really tough, close tips and, put it in his glove, sealed it, and gave us a chance at a faceoff. So that was tremendous.
Then Blue Jackets head coach Pascal Vincent shared his thoughts on the win.
Well, I think overall we played a real smart game. That's a real fast team. A few things. We had Sillinger's line playing against MacKinnon. They've done a real good job the whole night, not only by defending but also creating offense, managing the puck. And I had Voronkov against our middle stat, the second line, which that's a real dangerous line too. And then Gonce's line and Danforth's line brought a lot of energy. I think RD did a real good job at controlling the gap throughout the game. And that's in the second period in Colorado, we got away from that. And our goalie was outstanding.
The Blue Jackets continue their homestand Thursday night at 7 as they take on the New York Islanders at Nationwide Arena. The pregame show starts at 6:30, both on Bally Sports and the Blue Jackets Radio Network. With CBJ Rewind, I'm Zachary Rodier.